Continuing with Proudhon, the Creator has endowed us with reflection to the end that our instinct might become intelligence, and since this reflection and resulting knowledge pass through various stages, it happens that, and I dispute this notion of stages, but pardon, shouldn't keep interrupting, various stages, it happens that in the beginning our instinct is opposed rather than guided by reflection. Consequently, that our power of thought leads us to act in opposition to our nature and our end. And I feel commenting here, I feel Prince suggesting we tag this worthy of a further look. I think it's suggestive, particularly as Alice has shown us that those tortured as infants with obedience training, because this torture freezes their spontaneous feelings, it simultaneously freezes their thought process, such that they come to believe that instinct, what their body says, and intelligence are opposed. I'm trying to re-inhabit that feeling. It's hard because the split between when I write it and when I read it. But I'm getting back there. I do feel it. That it is a great mystery solved by Proudhon here. That it is, in fact, a key to our understanding what happened. First to these folk, how the inner of these folk became the outer society that we are all stuck in, got inflicted on us. This feels like a key and needed to bring about the healing, our necessary unification. So let's keep thinking about this. Continuing, it happens that in the beginning, our instinct is opposed rather than guided by reflection. Consequently, that our power of thought leads us to act in opposition to our nature and our end. That deceiving ourselves, we do and suffer evil until instinct, which points us towards good, and reflection, which makes us stumble into evil, are replaced by the science of good and evil, which invariably causes us to seek the one and avoid the other. Thus, evil, or error and its consequences, is the firstborn son of the union of two opposing faculties, instinct and reflection. And I comment, opposing only under class. It is the shattering of the union, the making two what was one, that weakens us such that we can be conquered. And I'm very grateful to Proudhon for his close look at this question. And I really am encouraging us to think. I'm going to pause in the middle of a paragraph there. I shouldn't, perhaps. But I really think we need to think more about this. Proudhon's notion that it is, in fact, this process he looks at it as a necessary development of our thought, that it is a fear. It feels to me like he's saying a fear of, and again, this gets back to the child-rearing practices that Alice has been explaining to us, a fear of the instinctive that has led to the shattering of our fundamental wholeness and the destruction of our necessary thought process, of necessary for us to be human beings. So let's continue this next week. Thank you so much for taking the time. As always, I got to find some better closing lines. Wait, I had one. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? You guys are so patient. I presume perhaps too sanguinely. I guess I can imagine anything on this side of the mic, huh? But in any case, I'm gonna intro this outro song of Prince. This is another one of those songs that he sings to those of us. And there are many, many, many of us who are working so hard and sometimes feel that no one sees it or cares. He cares. Until next week, I love you. Peace.
As hard as you, hot desert sun, you can feel the heat. Every drop of sweat on your brow is well earned, so you best believe. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. When you give him your all, still it's only second best. You can come and lay your head upon your baby's chest. Every one of your worries, all your misery, you can put them in a little boat and ship them off to sea. 'Cause I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby.
I got a thousand hugs and kisses when you come back home.
Can be, well, to put it frankly, such a sometimes. Seems like love that lasts forever, it's kinda hard to find.
Most of the people we know just looking for a reason to cry. But as long as you got me, I got your back, and this is why.
You work so hard, you really do. I don't think that anyone could work as hard as you. You can lock the door. Better turn off your phone.
I'm gonna give you a thousand reasons why we need to be alone.
And lace. I wanna kiss you all over your face. I wanna love you all up and down. Give you love like you never had. Blindfold, guide you bound. I wanna love you, baby.
One time, two time, three time. I got a thousand hugs and kisses. You come back home, baby.
Love you up and love you down. Give you love till you make them sound.